Why Is There Only One Way to Heaven? Written by Jennifer Waddle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is John chapter 14, verses 5 through 6. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going or how we can know the way." Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Why did God provide only one way to heaven? Wouldn't it have been more user-friendly to create many paths leading to eternity with him? In an attempt to illustrate God's perfect plan, I picture a kingdom on a mountain. There is one road to the summit, leading right to the kingdom's gates. A free map is offered to anyone who asks. Yet most people do not follow the map, for the road to the kingdom is narrow and not always easy to navigate. Instead, the travelers choose other roads, wide and easy, with beautiful scenery on the way. They convince themselves that the road they're on must lead to the kingdom. However, those paths never reach the summit. At some point, they either take a detour or simply dead end. As people continue to trek up the mountain, I picture the Savior calling to all travelers, "Come, this is the way. Follow me." Yet many go their own way, forging other paths and avoiding the one true road at all cost. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. His way is sure, and his path is open to all. What a divine blessing to be given the exact directions to eternity. There is no guesswork. There is no recalculating the journey. Jesus paved the way once and for all without mistake. God didn't provide only one way to heaven out of a sense of arrogance or control, as some might believe. He lovingly and painfully carved out the only path that would reach across the chasm of man's sin and up the mountain of life's journey. God gave his Son the perfect way. Every other road that man travels will fall short of his glory. It will dead end. But there is one who calls, "Come and follow me." According to Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.